You can now support the Well Soul podcast by visiting buymeacoffee.com/WellSoulPodcast. For the cost of a cup of coffee, you could be part of me helping others connect with God through scripture, reflection, and prayer. Visit buymeacoffee.com/WellSoulPodcast or click the link at the top of the show notes. Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry. Welcome to Luke 17. In our Certainty of Faith series through the Gospel of Luke. So far, we've been on quite a journey together, and I would like to start our time together this week by recapping a few highlights in the Gospel of Luke before we meditate on today's scripture. This series has been about a certainty of faith. How can we know who Jesus really is? And we've seen in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus progressively being revealed as the Messiah, from the angel Gabriel's announcement to Mary, then to Jesus' baptism and supernatural announcement from God the Father, then to Jesus revealing himself as the Messiah by what he says and does. He heals the sick. He casts out demons. He forgives sinners. And he welcomes all to know him and to choose the kingdom. He even heals and welcomes women into fellowship with him, something the religious teachers of that time looked down upon. Jesus hangs out with those who know they are sinners because he came to save sinners. Sinners like you and me. Those that know we need a Savior. We've also seen rising tension between Jesus and the religious establishment, the political powers. They're not liking this out-of-the-box spiritual teacher, especially as he proclaims himself to be from God the Father and break many religious man-made rules and regulations. So Jesus is now making his way toward Jerusalem, where he knows he will suffer many things and offer himself as a sacrifice once and for all for the forgiveness of sins. This is where we come to our chapter today. In today's chapter, Luke records a series of Jesus's teachings about living for the kingdom. Lessons include to be careful not to cause other people to be tempted to sin, to forgive others who have wronged you, and to remain humble in service to the Lord. For what does he owe us? Then Luke records Jesus' encounter with 10 lepers. This is where we will drink in scripture today. Before I read the scripture, take a moment to breathe and invite the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart through today's passage. Luke 17, 11 to 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out with a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Pause to reflect on what you just heard. What came to mind as you listened to the scripture? Entitlement. Unexpressed gratitude. Like a spoiled child at Christmas that runs off to play with their new Xbox, never looking up with gratitude toward the sacrifice of a parent, the 9 lepers, ostracized from the community because of their condition, unclean by religious standards, have encountered God Himself, and they fail to worship at the sight of this God-done miracle. But are we not like them? When God has done so much to rescue us from the slavery of sin, are we walking around ignoring gratitude? When He answers our prayers, are we marching on with the provision, but without the worship? We are going to play some longer music today for you to reflect on this past season. How have you seen God at work in or through your life? Answered prayer? Provision? Take some time to thank Him for what He has done in your life, or anything else the Spirit lays on your heart. The rest of the chapter, Jesus is being asked when the kingdom will fully come. And Jesus explains that the kingdom will not come in the way they expect. In fact, the kingdom is already in their midst through Jesus. But to always be ready to lay down your life for the sake of the kingdom. For whoever tries to keep their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life will preserve it. pause once again to take a moment of silence and prayer. If Jesus were to ask you to leave your life to follow him, could you? What would be hard to let go of? Pray about this and for a willing heart to follow, no matter the cost, or anything else the Spirit lays on your heart. Let's pray. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one and only true God, we worship you. Please forgive us for our ingratitude, for all that you have blessed us with. God, thank you. Thank you for all your goodness. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul podcast. If this episode has encouraged your relationship with God, I invite you to buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/wellsoulpodcast to support the production of this podcast. Please also review the podcast on Apple so more people can find the Well Soul podcast. I also have a New Year gift for you to help you become all God created you to be. When you subscribe to the Well Soul Monthly digital newsletter, you'll receive a copy of 8 Steps to Create a Well Soul Rhythm. It's a digital guide to help you craft your personal life rhythms so you can cultivate a life of walking with God and living with purpose. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe. There is so much more to the story in this chapter, so if you would like to drink in the scriptures more slowly than the podcast allows, I encourage you to look at the resources linked in the show notes. I would like to give a special thanks to Dr. Sandra Glahn for her Latte with Luke Bible study and Brian Vasquez Productions, who has made this podcast possible. This episode is sponsored by socialremix.co, that is socialremix.co, a social media generating website that saves you hours of content creation with just a click of a button. For more information, see the link in the show notes. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.